PR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested related to a shooting last week in Aurora. Six teenagers were shot at a park near Aurora Central High School. The teenager who was arrested has been identified by police as the possible driver of one of two cars they say were involved in the drive-by shooting. Aurora community leaders, residents, and politicians debated Monday on what to do about youth gun violence. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Aurora Public School Superintendent Rico Munn says two recent shootings are symptoms of deeper issues. Youth lacking the skills to resolve conflict, not seeing a future for themselves, and having easy access to guns. Many say parents need to pay greater attention to their children, even volunteering an hour in school. Incoming Aurora School Board member Ann Kiki.
As a teacher, I need help.
Others say youth are more likely to respond to community organizations staffed by people of color rather than a white mental health therapist. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Higher prices have made it harder for Colorado food banks giving out food for Thanksgiving. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The Servicios de la Raza Community Center in Denver gave away 300 turkeys and other bagged food at an event earlier this week. Coordinator Juanita Montoya was quick to point out the price differences.
Stuffing went from 89 cents a box to $1.89 a box. So that's how varied the prices are this year from last year.
Normally, the organization relies on donations, but this year they had to apply for a grant from a statewide nonprofit to help meet the need, which is high.
We were fortunate with our grant, and so we're able to feed a lot more people.
She says they plan to do another round of fundraising ahead of the organization's annual Christmas drive. Matt Bloom, CPR News.
An indoor mask mandate takes effect in Denver today. The city joins other metro area counties in requiring masks as COVID numbers keep rising. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.